A child protection organisation is backing calls from abuse survivors for Peter Hollingworth to be stripped of his position as an Anglican bishop. The former Governor-General is under renewed scrutiny for his handling of abuse allegations when he was the Archbishop of Brisbane in the 1990s, as Samantha Donovan reports.
The fact Peter Hollingworth is still an Anglican bishop horrifies this abuse survivor.
It's a kick in the guts and a real slap in the face to everybody. I mean, I don't understand how the diocese could even allow him to be practising still, because for him, he would actually need a working with children check done.
The woman, who the ABC is calling Lyndall, was sexually abused by a housemaster, Kevin Guy, at the Anglican Toowoomba Prep School in the 1980s. Peter Hollingworth was the Archbishop of Brisbane from 1989 to 2001, when he was appointed Governor-General. In a statement to ABC News, Dr. Hollingworth's lawyer says the cleric had no knowledge of the offender at Toowoomba Prep and didn't meet him before he committed suicide. He also points out the allegations were examined by a 2003 inquiry, and it concluded Dr. Hollingworth had done nothing wrong in relation to that case. The Child Sexual Abuse Royal Commission found Dr. Hollingworth had made a serious error of judgment when, as Archbishop, he allowed paedophile priest John Elliott to remain in the Anglican ministry despite being told he'd sexually abused children. Dr. Hollingworth's lawyer says the bishop has no official position with the church now, no power to make any decisions in the church, and his officiating is limited to ceremonies for old friends. Fiona Patten is the leader of the Reason Party in the Victorian Upper House. She's raised concerns in Parliament that Peter Hollingworth has cleared the working with children check requirements in Victoria.
Justice must be done, but it must also be seen to be done. Given the findings of the Royal Commission, given that this has been open information about the Bishop Hollingworth's involvement in a cover-up of child sexual abuse since, as you mentioned, 2003, really, the church should ask him to resign or at the very least retire.
The Victorian Working with Children Check examines an applicant's criminal history, but as Dr. Hollingworth has never been charged with any criminal offence, the World Today understands there's no reason he wouldn't pass a Victorian check. Hetty Johnston is the founder of child protection organisation Bravehearts. It led the calls for Peter Hollingworth to step down as Governor-General in the early 2000s. She also has concerns that Dr. Hollingworth is allowed to work with children in Victoria.
Well, he certainly has it. He has it in Victoria because Victorian legislation allows him to, but there are other states like in Queensland where I doubt very much whether he would get a working with children check, because it's not just based on criminal charges. It's also based on other evidence and other intelligence that police might gather. It's about whether you're of a good character to be working with children.
Hetty Johnston is adamant Peter Hollingworth should no longer have a role in the Anglican Church.
The church hasn't learnt that by now, then it never will. I mean, he's not a suitable person to be a bishop. His behaviour has demonstrated that. But this is the whole problem with the church, is this snubbing of all everything that's been learnt, everything that the community's expectations just get snubbed. And it's business as normal. You shouldn't be a bishop at all.
That's Hetty Johnston from Bravehearts, ending that report by Samantha Donovan.